Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Sama Gimel, and we just finished Simon Vav. So we mentioned that there's a question about the brachas on Melech HaMashiach. So let's just talk about that a little bit. So obviously the first bracha that we would make on the Melech HaMashiach, I'm not discussing this in the correct order, but based on what we're saying, the first bracha we're going to talk about is the bracha on HaMelech Yisrael. So the bracha on HaMelech Yisrael is Shecholak Mikvaydoi Nirei Ov. Shabrosham apportioned and shared Shabrosham's covered together with those who fear him. So Melech HaMashiach would get that bracha. Melech HaMashiach is going to be a chacham. So the Chayyim is going to talk about later on in Simen Ches about a roya chacham gadol b'taro. So you make a bracha of Shecholak mechach masoy l'Re'ov. So Shabrosham has gave him his covered to Re'ov, referring to the Melech Yisrael. The Chacham Yisrael Shecholak Michach Masoy L'Re'ov. Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked the last tshuva in Michach Shlomo Chelek Aleph to Rav Shmuel Hamerner, big tzaddik in Yerushalayim. Rav Shmuel Hamerner asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, should we combine the two brachas together, Shecholak Michach Masoy U'Mikvaydoi L'Re'ov? So he said, no, we make two separate brachas. He does not discuss the order which one should be said first. Now, just based on what we said over here, that a Suma can make a bracha on a Melech. So the Suma can make a bracha on the Melech because even though he can't see the Melech, he can feel the awe of the presence, etc. So that concept is limited to the din of Melech. So when we go to see Melech HaMashiach, we're not necessarily going to be able to see him. We've been in the big crowd, he's quite a distance. We're part of the crowd, so we can feel the awe of his presence. Of the Melech Shabbai, with Papashas, we make a bracha on the Melech Shabbai, but not on the Chacham Shabbai, unless the person you'd actually be able to be in a position to be able to actually see him directly. There's a shalom poskim if you can see through some type of telescope, binoculars, etc. That's called a valeria for this purpose. I would assume that you should not make a bracha based on that. In that tshuva, Rav Shmuel Hamerner assumes two more brachas. He says you make a bracha of Shehechiyonu on seeing Melech HaMashiach. Now, when we hear Pesuras Tovus, so we said before that on Pesuras Tovus the bracha is said of a Tovah Meitiv. So there's an argument to be said. I saw that Rabbi Kaganov has an article about this in one of his Svarim, where he says that you would make the bracha of a Tovah Meitiv. When you hear the Besura Taiva that from a reliable source, the Mashiach is here, you make the bracha Hashem alakenu malcholam ha'tayva meitiv. But when you see Mashiach, you make a Shechiyonu. Now, it's an interesting question. That halacha, when you say Shechiyonu on a close friend that you have not seen for a period of time, you make a Shechiyonu. We spoke about why don't we say it nowadays. But in that halacha, there's a halacha that's only somebody you've seen before. We mentioned this, that if somebody you've never seen before, you do not make a bracha of Shechiyonu. So you have pen pals, that people you've corresponded with, letters back and forth, spoke on the phone, you never met them, you don't make a Shechiyonu the first time. That being said, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though you don't make a Tevet Meitim on the latest Habas, when you see the daughter for the first time, you make a bracha of Shechiyonu, even though you've never seen her before, because since there's such a level of simcha of seeing her, you can make a bracha of Shechiyonu. So apparently, there are exceptions to that rule. That even though you've never seen the person before, you're able to say the bracha of Shechiyonu. So in Melech HaMashiach, Rosh Hashanah assumes that you would be able to say Shechiyonu, and Rosh Hashanah agrees with him in that regard. And that again, would only be said if you'd actually be able to see, a chance to be close enough to see him. So we have the bracha of Atayba Meitiv, the bracha of the on the Melech Yisrael, on the Chacham Yisrael, the bracha of Shechiyonu, and then he adds one more bracha. There's a bracha called Chacham HaRazim. Then we see 600,000 people of Klal Yisrael together, the throngs of people greeting Mashiach, about 600,000 people. There's a bracha to be said on that large amount of Klal Yisrael coming together. You make a bracha of Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Chacham HaRazim. And seeing such a large throng of Klal Yisrael. So that bracha pashas, that would be said as well. Obviously, all of Klal Yisrael would come to greet Mashiach, so that bracha would be said as well. So we should be zocha to put all of these brachas into application as soon as possible, b'karav. We should be zocha to be mekabel p'nei Mashiach and make all of these brachas. Have a good day.